Broke, your question for Campbell Newman, please.
Hello, Mr. Newman.
G'day, Jan.
My question is, will you be looking to increase sand mining on North Stradbroke Island in terms of the number of years or the area to be mined? At the moment, there's specific dates legislated for when mining is to end, and are you going to change it?
Well, look, this is the way that we feel about Stradbroke Island. Unlike Anna Bligh and my opponent in Ashgrove, Kate Jones, I care about the people on Stradbroke Island who actually are seeing their livelihoods, their businesses, their jobs trashed. Now, sand mining has to come to an end on Stradbroke Island. Let's be very, very clear about that. We want to see, ultimately, a wonderful national park there. We want to see the island remediated. We want to see it ultimately be all about tourism, you know, ecotourism and the like. But where we differ from the government is we care about people. That mine is important currently, and we're saying that the government shouldn't have, in a unilateral and very capricious way, come in the last 12 months, and it was all about green preferences, come in and actually curtailed mining in terms of what was originally permitted under the leases. We believe that there should be a proper, orderly run out of those leases, requiring the company to remediate to the highest environmental standards and allowing the island proper time to transition to a new economy. It's got to happen eventually.
So you may increase the sand mining leases or extend them or allow them to be extended?
No, hang on. We would go back to where we were before the government came in and chopped everyone off at the kneecaps. And this is about family, Steve. This isn't just about a big mining company. This is about people who have seen, you know, their whole means of support, their income, sort of ripped out from underneath them. And there's a lot of very unhappy people on Stradbroke Island. And I think it's about time we listen to them, not just to the political messages from Anna Bligh and Kate Jones and others.
But Kate Jones hasn't said anything about Stradbroke.
Well, she was the Minister for the Environment, and she's my opponent in Ashgrove, and this is a decision where she has hurt people. And yeah, I think what I'm saying is reasonable. I think it's in the long term best interests of the environment and the community that we adopt that approach.
But Jan's question was, will you increase sand mining on North Stradbroke Island? So will you adjust the leases?
Will you give
the mining company more latitude to?
We will allow the mine to proceed in the way that it was originally allowed to prior to the actions of the last 18 months.
Well, in my mind, that's a yes.
Yeah, well, the premise has been put to me as though we're giving something more than was originally there. That is not the case. We would be restoring the rights of the community and the company to continue so that the mine ultimately can progress orderly in an orderly way to a shutdown. That's what we're saying. Now, that isn't weasel words. The premise was put to me that in some way we'd be extending. That's not the case. The community and the mining company had certain rights, which Anna Bligh and Labor took away last year. There's a huge difference there.
9:20 across southeast Queensland. This is 612 ABC Brisbane and ABC Digital. My name's Steve Austin. Campbell Newman is my guest. 13